I want to share with you a construct that has worked for me, and it might work for you. And it's based on the work of some people who have come before me, and I'll try to give them appropriate credit. I call it a working meditation. We start with the idea of Thich Nhat Hanh and his idea of the walking meditation, that you don't have to sit in the lotus position in order to be mindful, that it's possible to go for a walk in the woods, to feel your breath, to let thoughts go, but while you're walking. I then add to that the what needs to be done approach of the Japanese therapist Shomo Morita. And what he taught was the idea that when the voice starts showing up in your head, when you start stalling and when you start bargaining, the appropriate response is to figure out what needs to be done next and do that. Find the next piece of work and do that. Third, the teacher Pema Chodron taught a lot of people that one way to meditate is that when thoughts arise, and they always arise, don't freak out, don't get angry, don't bargain with them, just say the word thinking. Acknowledge you heard a thought, thinking, and then go back to paying attention to your breath. And the last one of the four is Neil Gaiman's invocation of make better art. When something isn't working, make better art. So here's the way I think of working meditation. When the thoughts arise, when the criticism arises, when the feedback shows up, when you're busy looking at your reviews, when you're hearing people criticize what you made, say thank you. That's all. Thank you. Implied in thank you is thank you for caring enough to speak up. Thank you for noticing my project at all. Thank you for taking the risk to tell me what you think. No excuses. No responses, just thank you. And then I can go back to it. And then the next thing is, go to work. When you wake up in the middle of the night, afraid of something, write it down. Write down what you're afraid of. Make a list of all the fears, and then go to work. Start doing the work. Not because you're trying to get rid of the fear. Not because you're trying to make everything okay, but because you can. Thank you, and now I'm going to get back to work. When the voice shows up in our head, thank you, and now I'm going to go back to work. I'm not going to work to diminish the tension. I'm not going to work to make sure everything is okay. That is what workaholics do. Workaholics try to control everything and make the tension go away. So finally, they're at inbox zero. Finally, everyone likes them. Finally, everything is in control. But of course, there's never a finally. And they're in this cycle of always looking for relief. Always trying to ease the tension. No, I'm saying the opposite. The goal is not to make everything okay. Go to work to increase the tension. Go to work to expose yourself. Go to work to do the professional work of dancing on the edge. Because when we do that, the voice in our head and the voice of the critic fades away. When we do that, when we are engaged in the work, instead of bargaining, then we can leap. Then we can contribute. Then we can play the infinite game and get to play it again.